Your Honor, we received three copies of the charge, and so my defendant is truly named, protected at birth. This time we wait for the reading of the advice of rights. We wait for the reading of the charge, and this court will reserve all rights when it's in record earlier this morning. Defendant would like to enter a plea of not guilty at this time. We would ask for future court dates. I'm requesting that PC Calhoun be appointed on the two PVs, and I believe it's already a good appointment to Mr. Greg Durham on this non-PV case. And Your Honor, I understand the nature of the charges. However, my client has requested that I ask for his release. He was ordered released previously and was not released due to the timing of things. He has a job, he has support in the community, he has a place to stay. I understand, again, the nature of what we're facing here, but I would request that my client be released to report to what's true.
Thank you.
Does the state?
Yes, Your Honor, I'm not certain I understand the history of that Ms. Jones described of him being released prior. This is about Measure 11 offense. I think if the court is going to address the constitutional as-applied challenge to the bail as set, that needs to happen at a different date with more opportunity to present the court. So we are opposed to that.
Okay, I don't have sufficient record to grant that motion at this time, so the motion will be denied without prejudice and may be brought more fulsomely at a later time.
Understood. Thank you, Your Honor.
And just for the record, on the case that he was arraigned, started as a bail measure 11, then was received as a misdemeanor, and now it's back to the bail measure 11. He's never been released on this case, closed treatment pending all this time. He's been released only on the two PVs, but not on this case. Call December 7th at 9 a.m. Case management, January 28th at 1:30 with Judge Erskine. And the two PVs will be set November 2nd, 8:35 and 18.
The attorney for the state would state her appearance.
Katie Suver, last name is spelled S-U-V-E-R, car number 975067.
Ms. Suver, thank you. Welcome to Multnomah County.
Thank you.
And Mr. Myers, are you still on the line?
I am, sir.
Thank you. Could you please state your appearance?
C. Myers, N-Y-E-R-S, bar number 850707, and I represent Mr. Groshong, and Mr. Groshong is present with me in my office on this call.
Thank you. Mr. Groshong, would you confirm that you are there and that you can hear other folks on the phone as well as me?
Yes, I am, Your Honor. I can hear you.
Thank you. Mr. Myers, are we prepared to proceed with an arraignment?
We are, Judge, and I did receive a copy of the Mr. Groshong's name is correctly spelled in the starting document. We would waive reading the document in a advice of rights attendant to the arraignment and serve our back to moving in the starting later date. not guilty, please.
Next court date, December 14th at 9 a.m. in front of Judge Bichon.
Does anyone else wish to be heard on any other issues?
Yeah, Chief Myers. I believe the release of the refund agreement has my client's home address on it, and I would move that that be either stricken from the release agreement from public view or otherwise sealed. My client is a digital retired court police officer, and there is a safety concern given he has a wife and two kids at home as well.
Give me just a moment, Mr. Myers, to pull up the document you're referring to.
State wish to be heard on that issue?
No objection.
Okay. I'm going to order the address information and only that information on the release order and the release agreement sealed. Thank you. Anything from the state?
Your Honor, just one additional condition. I did obtain a copy of the release agreement issued when the defendant was released from the Multnomah County Jail. I would request that a condition be added that the defendant not operate a vehicle without a valid driver's license and insurance.
Mr. Myers, any objection?
We have no objection to that judge.
That condition would be added to the defendant's terms of release. Is there anything else? Thank you, counsel. Thank you,
Mr. Your Honor, the address, it's on two different documents. It's also on the motion for release. The interview was done in the jail. Do you want that one sealed as well?
I thank the clerk. Same order with respect to sealing the home address on the motion for release document as well as the actual release agreement. Thank you, counsel. Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
Thank you.
Next case, page 1, line 1, Lockwood Newton versus Garrett. Jonah Nobel.
Your Honor, we're requesting that Mr. Harry Carson be appointed in this case, that this matter be set over 1 week for consultation with attorney, and I'm requesting that Mr. Newton be released of this case at this time. It's my understanding the state is not opposed to that request.
And that's correct, Your Honor. We would ask that he be ordered to report to PRS by the end of the day.
Okay.
That would be the order. Do you have access to a phone, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you'll need to call into PRS by the end of today.
I need to do what?
Thank you, Your Honor. Okay, so we're going to get released in the next couple hours.
Okay.
Before I stop today, I'm going to need to call these coffee people. Pre-trial release services. PRS. Unfortunately, they just don't get scanned after the court case. Please do not forget to call them. Good. If you do not call them, that's a wonderful issue.
You start alone.
That's right. I send you a charge after. There you go. That is your attorney's contact information.
Okay.
You should give them a call when you're in the streets.
And then I'll call them before 5?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get you one more document here in the court that's going to just say that you're getting released. Next court date here is 1 week.
November 2nd, 9 a.m., JC3 to consult attorney.
And that hearing is going to be telephonic. So you don't need to come down here.
Okay.
Your best phone. Okay. Please call in, and that number will be
in the day and everything that I need to call to?
Precisely, yes.
Okay.
That'll all be there. If for whatever reason.
Circuit Court for the State of Oregon is now. Time session. The Honorable Benjamin Swain presiding.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're welcome to the case.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Reed Schweitzer for the state, S-C-H-W-E-I-T-Z-E-R, by number 191962.
Schweitzer, thank you.
And on behalf of defendants today, Stephanie Damon Moore, bar number 192874.
Moore, thank you.
And, Your Honor, before we start, the defense attorney on State versus Scott Grushon called on the phone.
And Myers.
And he said that they still can view the address on the Odyssey, but that was not requested, so it's been sold on the release agreement in the Moore, but not on Odyssey. So to do that, we need an order from the court. I asked the DA, he said he doesn't want to get involved.
That's fine. Given the state's position earlier.
I'll prepare a minute order. Thank you.
And, Your Honor, for the 9:30 docket, Shannon Clark is a true bill, Sierra Murdoch, true bill, Dennis Correa Sotelo, true bill, Thomas Ray, stipulated set over to November 3rd.
Sign an order.
Ruben Salcido Gonzalez is a true bill.
Thank you. Bye.
Nimrod Taylor is a true bill, and Raymond Ibarra is a true bill.
Your Honor, I did have a question. One of the defendants on the docket today has recently tested positive for COVID. I just wondered what precautions, if any, the court is taking for this defendant. Is Mr. B.J. Crane?
Mr. Crane is in custody.
He's in custody. He's on the docket today. I believe the jail has been informed of this test. It was a week ago. His daughter was recently hospitalized with COVID, and he was experiencing symptoms.
Court staff is not aware. I don't know about the sheriff's office.
I'm not
aware.
Okay.
Let's hold off on calling Mr. Crane until we can get a little more information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Judge, are you ready? Are you signing? Okay, thank you.
First case, page 13, line 1, last of Santana, first of Pierre. Showing no bail.
My name is Stephanie Damon Moore. I'm a public defender here in Portland. This is a copy of the charges. I need to confirm a couple quick things with you. Is this your correct name, Pierre Maurice Santana?
Yes.
Is that your correct date of birth, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is enter pleas of not guilty on both charges and request counsel be appointed to you. Because you're also held on, I think it's a post-prison hold, we can request your release on this case, but we can't request release on that case on that hold right now. So if you want to, you could remain in custody on this case until you find out what's happening with that one so that you can get a credit for any time you're serving. But it's up to you. If you want me to request release on this case, I can. Pull up your mask. You want release? Okay, could you pull your mask up for me, please? Thank you. Okay, and if you were released, do you have somewhere to stay?
Yes.
Where do you stay?
16400 Northeast Las Brisas Court. It's where I live.
What's that?
Las
Brisas?
L-A, yeah. L-A-S-B-R-I-S-A-S.
And who do you live with?
My fiance.
Okay. And are you working right now?
No.
Okay. Do you have any form of income?
At the moment, I'll need to help. I'll have a job within a week.
Okay. What kind of work are you looking for?
Gas station. So I rehire me.
Anything else you think I should know? Do you have a working phone number?
503-688-0276.
Okay. All right. Defendant...